The significant thing about this book, and I agree with Rafe not only on his comments on the book, but on his comments more generally, which I'm going to compliment in a second. The significance of this book is that, in a sense, there's been an enormous amount of literature that has been written on conflict resolution, and there's been an enormous amount of literature that's been written on how to negotiate. And the one thing that's left out until this book was, well, how do you actually insulate a negotiating process, especially when you're trying to resolve this kind of a conflict? We really have not seen this done before. One of the things I would suggest that the Clinton administration probably didn't get enough credit for was how we work to keep this process alive in the midst of the acts of terror that, in fact, we had to deal with. Or, you know, there were acts of terror on both sides in terms of Goldstein's action in Hebron, and then we had the bombings. And what is interesting is, in this book, much like with Rafe, it brought me back to each of these moments, because I spent an enormous amount of time on each one of the cases that you dealt with, but not from the standpoint of looking back at them. I had to endure them. I had to live with them. In the case of Hebron, I can tell you that the effort that it took to keep this process alive at that point, when not only the Palestinians, but the Arabs were prepared to write it off, the Israelis were also in a state of shock over it. The reaction to it at the time was one where, first and foremost, we had to come up with an explanation for Arafat to be able to resume the negotiations, because he was under enormous pressure not to. And it took, actually, it took us about 6 weeks. It took two trips to Tunis. One of the trips to Tunis actually involved us flying in the Israelis to meet us there. It was interesting at the time.